Well, welcome everybody. I know this is a Saturday night and you're probably with family and friends and taking this hour out for us all to connect in together and to join our hearts and our prayers and our actions as a response to these challenging times that we are politically standing in the middle of right now on this planet. So I want to open with a prayer first. So if everyone would just take a moment and sit down in the very center of yourselves and really light that star that lives in that centered part so it starts to shine brightly, and as it does, it starts to send out a vibration that has an om sound to it. And as it does so, let that light and that vibration fill every single cell in your body so your entire being is beginning to vibrate in that higher frequency of love and light. And as you breathe into it again, let that energy continue to grow in its brilliance, the light getting ever more bright, and the sound getting louder and firmer in its expression of the om, the sound of the universe. And let it shine out and fill all your subtle bodies so that now you're sitting in the very center of a golden light vibrating with the sound of om. And you are sitting in a lotus posture inside that sacred space of yours. And as that happens and the light gets even more brilliant, let it spread itself out in your home. And as it does, encompassing everything it touches, let a cord of it drop down into the earth so we can feed her that way and connect with her brilliance, the star that she is. And now let that cord come up through the top of your head and go out to connect with the star nation, those that are the keepers of the wisdom, and they have the song of everything that is, will be, and was, so that we are tightly strung now. Brilliant starlight. And as that happens, let this net of light stretch itself, connecting each of us wherever we might be tonight, wherever we're living, so that we can really firm this net, this brilliant light that's here, this as those my relatives in the Star Nation look down upon us, let them see heaven shining on this earth. We call upon the Mother, Father, God. We call upon the ancestors. We call upon the keepers of the four directions. We give thanks to you today for this amazing, beautiful breath of life that flowed into each and every one of us so we could stand up in our temple, our skin, and we could animate the presence of who we are in our full authenticity so we can be fully present here and now. We're connecting our hearts, Creator, and we're coming to you in a humble way because we want to be ready, we want to be open, we want to listen to your direction. We know that this is an amazing moment in time in history on this planet, and we are the ones we've been waiting for. We've been prepared for you for decades. We've been doing our internal work and looking in the mirror of ourselves so that we could find those places inside that were not quite awake yet, that needed more healing, that needed more consciousness, so that our temple of our bodies could be fully purged and clarified and cleansed, so the presence of our great God self could step inside and become animated and be instruments in your will at this place and time. There's so much going on, Creator, and we're human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spirits having a human experience. We're here wanting to walk more gently on this planet, and we're wanting to call back those original principles that this planet's life was based upon, that nature herself gave us so that we could live in harmonious ways with her. Somewhere along the trail, Creator, we fell asleep. Mankind fell asleep. And you've been shaking us awake ever so gently in some moments and not so gently in others. But we have persevered so that we could stand here now and accept the mission of life that you have entrusted us with. Help us help each other. We are at a moment when unity is the prayer. We are in a moment when love is the action. We are in a moment of humility that will show us our strengths and reveal solutions if we will take the time to listen, if we will take the time to collaborate, if we will take the time to pay attention to that which is here for us to do. The shadow is scary when it's hidden, but now it's so visible. It's running rampant, some would say. Some would say that it's creating chaos. It's stirring up things. But our light is getting brighter, and our hearts are getting clear, and we're able to listen more profoundly to your direction. So we're listening now. We're connecting now. There are so many levels to this, Creator. We have generations before us that have held on to cords and lines of prayer that goes back to those original times. They're unbroken. Somehow, through the courage of many, they remain unbroken. Let us realize how significant that guardianship is and hold on even more tightly. The generations that are standing behind us, they have hope in their hearts because of the work that's gone on up until now, and we are making the ground fertile and the seeds have been planted. And now it's time for us to water and cultivate those possibilities so that they can inherit peace on this earth. Let it be that way. This I pray. Help us find right words. Help us watch our minds so they don't get caught in drama and stories. Help us realize that we are standing in a place where if we can meet this fully, then we can rectify a history where we went to sleep. We can awaken a populace, and we can herald in that fifth world principles of unity and peace amongst all nations. This is the thought we're holding, and this is how we come tonight to circle up and to share. All of us have a thread of that tapestry. And everyone here that's gathered, and those that couldn't be on the call, and those that are gathering in many other prayer vigils around this planet, they all have a cord that they're holding in the tapestry of this life that you yourself are weaving. Let us let go of the need to have outcome be present in our minds so that we can embrace our relationship with the unknown and trust in your plan. This is what we ask tonight. Look into the hearts of everyone gathered here. You know what they're carrying there. You know the questions they may be carrying. You know the feelings that may be stirred. You know the clarity that they come to bring. Touch it, enliven it, strengthen it, and let us walk away from this prayer and this time with each other tonight more empowered, more clear in our focus, and more dedicated to the unification of all nations. This is my prayer. This is my prayer. This is my prayer. I just want to say that a few moments ago, maybe even 15 moments ago, my dear sister, Loretta Afraid of Bear Cook, some of you may know her, we've been walking together for a long time, and I've come to appreciate her wisdom and her guidance and her teachings. And we've been doing a lot for the Black Hills and for sacred sites and sitting up in Native American church meetings and holding prayer ceremonies so that we could do exactly what I just prayed about. He had a beautiful brother named Aloysius Weasel Bear, and I just found out that he passed today. And so my heart's a little sad about this. He's been missing his mom since she passed, Beatrice Long Visitor Holy Dance, and I know you probably all know her. So this is a big moment when many of our warriors of light and of life are crossing over to go to the other side so they can be of more help to us there. So we're on both sides of the veil holding the fire of hope for all the generations before us and the ones that are coming behind us. So I've asked Darlene if she would open us up with a song in honor of that passing, of honor of my brother Al and all those that are traveling with him, so that we can all be prepared and unify our sources and our resources. Darlene?
Thank you. Thank you, Jyoti, for the beautiful prayer and for everyone who's on the call and who has been called to be here together. And I want to offer up this song for my brother Al and their family in the Sioux language itself to honor that line, that nation, and to all of those in your families and our families that are crossing over. So, aho. Yena he ye ye yena he ye ye ha te ye ye ha te ye wak mi ya ha ya ya he chi ya ha ya ya yo we know he yena he ne he chi ya ha ya ya nini ta cha ye ye no yo I know yo 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 I know yo he chi ya 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 nini ta cha ye ye no yo I know he yena he ne yo way. He and I, hey, 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 he and I, hey, 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 ha, hey, 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 ha, hey, hey. Walk me, ah, yeah, yeah, hechi, ah, yeah, yeah, yo, we know, he and I, hey, nay. Hechi, ah, yeah, yeah, nini, tacha, yay, yay, no, yo, I know, yo, yo, no, I know, yo. Hechi, ah, yeah, yeah, nini, tacha, yay, yay, no, yo, I know, he and I, hey, nay, yo, way.
Thank you, Darlene. Well, I just wanted to take a moment as we move into wanting to hear from you tonight to read just a couple of statements that have been put out through the internet that are looking at this time that we're in since the Trump elections to see how they're holding things. And one, the first one comes from Sharon McErlin. She's with a circle called the Net of Light. And many years ago, probably I found out about her maybe a year in after we helped to convene the International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers. And she had been in touch in the etheric realms with a circle. They called themselves the Council of Grandmothers. And they had started giving her information about messages that they wanted imparted to people on the earth. And so this message just came to me right before this call. So I was trying to pay attention to what the Creator might want me for me to bring an attention to. This is what it says. After the election in America, I asked the grandmothers, now that it's over, what can we learn? First, they replied, let us explain some things. You have elected not a man, but a moi, M-O-Y, to lead you. It is a boy in an old man's body. Mois are a combination of man and boy, but mostly boy. They are large and have loud voices, so people mistake them for men, but they're not men. A man thinks of the common good, while a moi has not learned to think of anyone but himself. He has not fully developed, and he's still a child. The time you're living in is called the Age of Destruction, they said, the Kali Yuga. It's the lowest point. At this time, evil rises to the surface to be destroyed. This dark age takes place just before the arrival of the incoming golden age. So today, you're watching out of balance yang energy creating destruction all over your planet. This is the Kali Yuga. You have heard and read about it, and now it has come. Your country has just elected a Moi to be its next president. Russia, as well as Syria, are already run by Mois. While Africa is overrun by them, each Moi creating havoc in his area of that continent. The Philippines is run by a Moi, and so are several other countries. Is it any wonder that the world is lurching from crisis to crisis? This is what is happening on Earth now, and because it is, you must learn to cope with this energy. You cannot reason with it because it is entirely destructive. Instead, you must hold steady within yourself and observe its wild behavior from a position of power. If you do this, it will not be able to feed on you. Your steadiness will help contain its rapacious energy, and it will not be able to do as much damage as it would otherwise. Call on us. Call on the net of light and hold sacred space. Be mindful of who you are. You are a great being here on Earth to occupy a steady place in an unsteady world. You can do this. You are not weak and helpless. Within yourself, you carry the great holding power of yin. Call on it now. Live with it. Be as you were born to be. We ask one more thing of you. At this time, reach out to one another in service. Many are suffering now. Feed the hungry. Visit people in hospitals and prisons. Provide shoes to those who need them. Help the animals. If each of you plunge into one activity of service, together you will do great good, turning many hearts to light. Find a service project for yourself. We ask this of you because we know who you are. You are our hands and hearts on earth. You are greatness itself. The Great Council of the Grandmothers. James Twyman, he writes, "Why am I so happy about the U.S. presidential election? Don't get me wrong, this is not the outcome I was hoping for, but that's not the point, is it? My happiness does not depend on anything happening out there, but rather within my own heart. That's where the miracle unfolds. And if we're willing to accept everything, no matter how far it is from what we wanted to happen, then happiness becomes a constant state. I am happy, no matter what. I spent the morning praying for Donald Trump, not cursing him. Yes, of course, I was shocked and dismayed, but several days ago I asked thousands of people to pray for the highest good to be done in this election. Part of that involves me letting go of what I think needs to happen and trusting what actually is happening. It's impossible for me to know what humanity needs to evolve into love, but I am willing to play my role no matter what. That's the key, to commit to love regardless of the direction we seem to be heading. I invite you to join me in this brave new life. A friend of mine used to say, ask for what you want, accept what you get, and work on the difference. I did not vote for Donald Trump, but that doesn't mean I have to fall into despair. You are needed more than ever now. If you feel sad or disheartened, that's okay, but do what you have to do to move through those feelings and back into love. That's the only place the real work can be done." So those are just a couple of different ways that people are holding this and looking at this. And so now I just kind of want to open it up so we can have more of a free-flowing kind of expression of where we are in our hearts and how we're meeting the shadow of our time. It's here. We can see it. And how can we find it in ourselves? So we do that work first. And then how do we respond to it? I'm thinking of, as he said, find that point of service. And many of you have been connected to what's happening at Standing Rock. And it's so formidable inside of me that this took place right before the elections and the shockwave that came out of those elections. And that has only grown in its global expression of itself. We've had prayer vigils that have been held now in over 300 cities and many in other countries, and more are still unfolding. And we are joining all of our forces. We are collaborating with our resources. We are coming together to stand up for the earth and to stand up for what is sacred in life and to stand up for open-hearted ways of life and to maintain ourselves in the midst of this storm. One of my dear friends said when she tuned into it, Spirit said, this is how it needs to be. And she saw this strong flame inside of a wind tunnel. And the flame had to stay strong so that it would not move erratically and it would not go out. And that was a great image for me, for all of us maybe to hold during this time. So I just want to open it up. There's, if you push 1 on your phone, Margine, thank you. She's helping us. And maybe Haneo has joined us by now too. They're helping us kind of drive this conversation tonight through the maestro. So if you push 1, then she'll see your hand go up. Please feel free to express yourselves. Let us all share in this together. Don't be bashful.
Can you see that there's a... Tootsie says, Lori...
Okay, Lori. Please
Hi.
Let me know how your heart is feeling tonight. Hello. Thank you for joining
Hi.
Us.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for this call and for your prayer and for Darling Song. And this has been a very emotionally just really difficult. I really believed that this was going to be a time of change, but I didn't realize that it was going to be this type of change or to look this way. And since the election, I've had similar connections that have come up and given me similar messages that this is the shadow being brought into the light. And but it's very frightening. It's very scary. And I'm watching people that I thought I knew, and people that I family that I have grown up with, and to be so mean and ignoring things that are happening to people and calling names and just horrible things that are happening. And I personally, I'm feeling really called to activism, and I've been extremely confused up to this point as far as my calling and my what direction to go in. And I'm feeling very pulled in the direction now of activism for women's rights and human rights and actually even getting more involved. I've stayed outside of politics my whole life. And now I feel like I can't anymore. I don't really know what to do. But I'm really glad for this call and for your words and for the opportunity to get some wisdom here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, the way it's been shown to me, we really do know what to do. And where we are right now is if we get out of our heads and we really sit down in our hearts, you're right on. Our spiritual activism is being called into being fully activated. So anytime, whenever there's those places where we might doubt or we might question ourselves, that's the place that is attached to the old drama. And so right now what we're asked to do is to, what we've been doing in the Center for Sacred Studies, we were given this direction several weeks ago before all this happened. And it was like, whenever we see ourselves reaching back into old patterns or letting our mind doubt things or letting our mind get caught in confusion, then we just touch our hearts and we say, update. And immediately we sit inside of ourselves fully, fully in those principles of love and joy and light and unity. And that is who we are, and that is the world we're heralding in, and it will only arrive when it lives that way in all of us. And enough of us have to do that in order for the whole board to shift, in order for us to meet that shadow rather than be swallowed by it or become a part of it. So touch, everyone can touch their chest right now, and you can just say, update. And just feel yourself land right in that space. You are activated. You are a warrior of life and of love. You carry an open heart. And that consciousness is the medicine of our time. That is your activism. And that you'll be pulled into different places where that consciousness will need to sit in order for that collaborative effort that we were talking about earlier to really coalesce right now, because we have to do that in the moment. We can't put it off anymore. We don't have the luxury of that anymore. The moment has arrived that we've been preparing for. Now we must trust that which prepared us. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute perfect sense. Thank you.
And you can do it. We can do it because we have each other. And because these circles like we have here and these kind of open, honest dialogues and discussions, we're going to keep each other awake. If we start to nod, we'll have a friend gently touch us and say, you're falling asleep again. Let's wake up. Let's wake up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Someone else? There's a lot of wisdom in this.
There's Rita.
Hello, Rita.
Jyoti, Darlene, thank you, and all the folks who have made this call tonight in a live way with this pep talk and update possible. Thank you. Thank you. I, too, am charged up. I feel, frankly, excited and have a sense of actually renewed enthusiasm and actually a sense of fun in a way, because we've been handed this baton and woof, it's that spirit of keeping the delight moving. So thank you. I hope that we're able to meet like this again. There's something really powerful to be part of a live gathering through this technology. And yes, I'm just smiling really big. My heart's full. Thank you for your strong words, your songs, and for those, as you named, like Aloysius, who is cheering us on, as well as so many others from many dimensions. So I say hooray for our companions, and let's get going. Thank you. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And you know, the way that I was told about Thanksgiving is in that original moment when Thanksgiving came, it was the people that had come onto Turtle Island. And when they first arrived here, it was such a different terrain and everything was so different that they were having a really hard time. But some of our native relatives, they came and they showed them how to plant corn and the things that were going to help sustain their lives. And so that first Thanksgiving is when they invited those native relatives to their table so they could share the bounty of what the land had given them through their teachings. And so with that kind of intention, I hope that that's how we can go into our Thanksgiving with our families this year and remember those first relatives and this land that is theirs and that the earth gave to them to guardian in sacred ways, because the land itself really can't be owned. It's something we created that caused a lot of division and is still causing that division and pain. So you might take a moment with the earth herself. You might give her thanks that she's brought us this far and that we're still learning. Ask her forgiveness for how we've forgotten about some of these ways and tell her we are awake now and we are marching with her because we heard her call and we are going to join our hearts, our hands, and our prayers to do what she needs us to do right now. So thank you for what you said. It inspires me.
And you inspire me as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have Bobby Jonas.
So good to
hi, Bobby.
Voices. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Hi. Since the election, I've been having all of my clients are either ecstatically happy or incredibly depressed and in grief. And I've been listening to all the stories. And I think for a little bit there, I was getting a little bit sucked in and my back went out and had to take a couple of days off work. And I was wondering what was going on with me. And I realized that for myself, that I was just holding and taking in everybody's opinions and their feelings. But then I asked myself if I felt that same way. And I just sat with it. And then that night, there was this most beautiful, gorgeous, exquisite, blissful sunset. And the sky was like bursting with purples and pinks and lavenders. And I looked up at the sky and I had to pull over and I just went, this is amazing. And this is my world. This is the sky that I look up to. And I remembered, you know, in that moment who I am and that I just feel full of love. And that's what I want to spread, and that's what I want to give, and that's just how I feel, and I don't feel anything other than that, and I just want to keep doing more of that. That's what I wanted to
thank
share.
You. That's good medicine. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think we had this amazing moon that just happened, and they say it's going to be, another 70 or 80 years before it comes that bright again to us. So that it's happening now in this moment, that the cosmos themselves are dancing with us through this. Because it may get a lot bigger and darker before it gets brighter. And we have to know that. That's why we have to get out of our head and not, you know, all my healers, as they taught me over these many years, all of them were in unison about one thing. They said, if you're going to go into a healing, then you must go into it with no need for an outcome.
Yeah.
So that's the work right now, is for us to trust that deeply and move that consciousness.
Jody, I wanted to say that Lawrence Hillman, James Hillman's son, the Jung astrologer, if you go on his website, he has written an amazing piece on the shadow of what's going on right now. And he's given a lot of descriptions that are really fascinating. So it's on Lawrence Hillman's website.
Thank you. I will definitely look that up.
Yeah.
And I think it helps us if we can. That's why I shared a couple of the pieces I did tonight, just to open up the door of discussion, because I think, you know, if some of our research can be to seek those voices, so it will reinforce us in our direction.
Yeah. Thank you, Jody. Thank you, everyone out there.
Thank you.
Yay. There is Sharon. Sharon King.
Yes.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, Joy G. Thank you and everybody else. So I was in bed crying before this happened. So this has gotten me out of bed. I'm still crying, but I'm out of bed. and I keep thinking about, you know, all our yoga practices and teacher trainings, and it was all about the return of the mother, and I think if the teachings hold true, then this is the return of the mother, said in many cultures. So I keep hanging on to that, and I keep hanging on to the power of changing our story and dreaming and the field and how nothing gets set until the observer sets it, and how you can't figure out the answer to a problem in the same consciousness that it was created, and that this, the Kali Yuga and the Satya Yuga, the dark period, becoming the golden age again, everybody has a different time period. Everybody. This is the beginning, this is the middle, this is the end. Well, I've heard enough people say this is the end of the dark period, the beginning of the golden period. So I'm just hanging on to that. And I just think, like everyone has said, those of us who have been practicing for a long time, the practice is our lifeline. I mean, we just got to practice like it really matters. And that it feels to me like our country is really just growing up, and we're growing up.
Mm.
And there are so many great emails I know that most of us are getting, all of us are getting, some of us are getting, and sharing. I just got one, and you guys may have gotten it, Lynn Twist. Panchamama on December 7th is having a call. People are coming, you know, saying the same prayers. Like maybe if we come up with, I know we have these beautiful prayers that Jyoti taught us about the grandmother and directions. If maybe we come up with another one for the earth that we all just, you know, pray the same exact prayer every day now for the year or for the next 4 years. And maybe if we, I don't know, you know, like everyone adopts an element, everyone adopts a politician, everyone calls their local elected officials and knows exactly what they're up to and tell them what we think. I mean, we just all have a lot of work to do. And now that I'm out of bed, I'm starting to do those things. So this is the return of the mother. This is what all the teachings have said. The fifth dimension, or, you know, in so many different cultures, this is the return of it. And if you've watched COP22, you know, Amy Goodman is there in Morocco, and she's been interviewing people that are there for the climate change conference. And there's so many things already in place that are happening, that are already set in motion, that cannot be turned back. People are already working on a lot of things. So this Keith Ellison, who is now probably going to be the new head of the Democratic Party, he's an amazing guy. Keith Ellison, join 350.org, join our revolution, join something like that, and call every single one of our politicians. And then we, you know, our work is huge. And the power really is in us. And so, I'm still sad. I'm devastated, but I keep, you know, it's like waves. It's like, you know, it's like after someone's died, you have these waves of emotion. And I'm in the middle of the waves, but it's your hearts and the people that are just moving forward no matter what. We are growing up. Oh, and I just saw a sign in my neighbor's yard, 2020, Warren for president. Elizabeth Warren. Already up. And did you guys read this, I forget where I saw this, but most of the money will be in the hands of women at a certain point. Has anybody read that? Like, the majority of money that's on the planet, it will be in women's hands very, very shortly, in the next 10 years or something like that. I can't remember if it was a Panchamama thing or where I saw it. So we're getting there. We're getting there.
Yes, we are. Thank
Yahoo.
You.
Yeah. It's in our hands now. That's wonderful. I hope. Okay, so Lori McDaniels. Lori?
Hey,
Lori.
Hey, everyone. I'm just so grateful to be here, and thank you, everyone. And, I'm echoing a lot of what I'm hearing. I think, first and foremost, something that happened with me was that I began to believe what I was being told. And maybe I started to fall asleep a little bit and rest on my laurels and feel like, everything is okay. Because, you know, I was 100% sure that the election was going to be going a different way. But it didn't. And it was... To me, it's a blessing because I feel that was there and I personally wasn't seeing it. And, you know, there must be a lot of people who are very unhappy or there are a lot of people who are very unconscious. And, you know, I think I was pretending that they weren't there. And so from now on, I want to make sure that I look at things and I stay in my heart and I examine from all directions and I don't just listen to what I'm being told, always listening, you know, because maybe it wasn't the way I thought it was and maybe it wasn't the way we thought it was. And, I just feel so much stronger now that this has come up, and I feel that this solidifies in me what I want to do and the action I want to take. And I feel like I want to sit with it for just a tiny bit longer, not too long, but it feels almost good. It feels like, yes, I needed to see this happening in my country, not just on television, not just hearing about it on the radio, you know, about things that were happening elsewhere. But, you know, hey, now's the time. And I don't know who said it, but let's do it. It's time. And if we needed to see it and if it needed to be in our face, then so be it.
Well, and you know, I also am very confident that she has prepared us, the mother of it all. That grandmother that started this dream is still dreaming it. And she gave us the tools that if we look in our basket, our spiritual basket, we're going to see everything that comes to stand in front of us. We have a tool in there to deal with that, to work with it, to heal it, to open more consciousness in it, to embrace it, to have a mantra that will help us move through the hindrances that might not allow that flow of consciousness to move further. I know that every single one of us has that basket, that's what you must really gain confidence in. And know that whenever, you know, people would say to me sometimes, Jyoti, I just want to know the path I'm on. I want to know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I would say, look down. Where are your feet? Your feet are on the path already.
Wow.
Now, because you are one of her vehicles of peace, whatever she needs done, she'll bring to you and put it right there on that path in front of you. And then you have your work to do, to embrace it, to lift it up higher. When we pray for unity, it's such a strong prayer that everything that doesn't want to unify gets made visible. And isn't that what's happening right now? So our prayer for unity must be glowing, must be growing, must be getting louder in its vibratory response to the planet. And that's why this is in front of us right now. So we can embrace it and lift it higher. That's really when peace work is in full force. Thank you.
Woohoo. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jyoti.
Thank you.
We have Audrey Pullen.
Audrey, hello.
Hello, Audrey.
Hi. I didn't know what button to push.
We're all feeling that way right now.
Yeah, I feel like the last part of me feels like with, you know, the whole new age and the golden age is coming in 2012, and that actually it's caused us to become complacent, even though we're doing our practices. And like the last decade feels like we've just been, the only change we can do is ourselves, you know, and actually that pulls us out of the reality of what's happening on the planet and not to be active in what's happening, you know. And I myself, like, there's been times there was this, I don't know if it's still there, there's this magical hot spring, this really special water, you know, and it was being destroyed by these giant warehouses from Walmart and McDonald's or whoever. They were going to, like, have giant chicken houses like airplane hangar size, like, and they were smelling and putting nitrates into the water, and they were going to destroy this place. And I, you know, it was like, oh, I wanted to fight, you know, I wanted to fight for it, and then just, like, didn't feel like I could do anything. You know, I wanted to save this special water and this place. And it's just like that was just one example where I feel so, you know, that I've failed, and where I was just like, oh, I just got to keep working on myself. That's all I can really do to make change. And so I don't know. Part of me feels like the last decade's been futile in some ways. I mean, how could we – or it's just all coming to a head, you know. I mean, it's just kind of however we want to wrap around our perspective to make it work for us so that it can empower us. You know, I guess that's what we need to do. But they're daunting, you know.
It can be.
I myself am feeling particularly, I mean, honestly, just terrified and, like, scared and alone, and that I don't know, I don't have a place to put my, I don't have a cause, I don't have a place, I don't have a community, and I don't know, maybe some of the sadness has caused me or whatever has made me isolated. And so all this time, I mean, for over 20 years, I've known, like, I want to have, you know, my land and have my garden and be ready for this time. And here it is. And I'm just, like, not feeling prepared. And honestly, just but I, whatever these games that these people are playing this chessboard on, this political thing, I feel like regardless of what they're doing, like it's really in our hands as far as creating the structures in the world, you know what I mean, from underneath it, so that when it crumbles, there'll be something in place that we've created, a web, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it is a wake-up call. And the wake-up call either shakes people that were sleeping awake, or it disturbs those that are sleeping and they're twitching around, but they haven't quite come into more consciousness. Or those that are conscious, it's a wake-up call for us to move, allow that consciousness, our own evolution, to move us into the next layer where the resonance is higher, the frequency is more fine. And when we get into those places, the subtle energy, that's where true power really is. So some of this stuff that's down here on this earth plane that's all about this drama of power, you know, it's, if you look at the chakra systems, that third chakra, that's the one that's about power. And when I was in India studying for so long, when I saw clocks with the Kali Yuga everywhere, and it was at the very end. and they said this was going to be the hardest, most challenging times. Then one of my elders that's a native, he's not with us any longer. He's one of those warriors on the other side still helping us. But what he said was the fourth world, which was a world that taught us about separation. It's not that something went wrong. It's that it got finished and completed, and now it's going into its de-evolutionary process. But for a while, that fifth world new principles and that fourth world principles, they were crossing each other over, just overlapping a little bit, and we were placed right there in that overlap in order to do the work that we needed to do. And now several months ago, I felt this fourth world start to go into its dive, start to go into its de-evolutionary process, while the other one, that path, is about the evolutionary process here on this planet. And so what they taught us in India when I was there was that and what Grandmother Rita Blumenstein says is these generations that we've been living have been teaching us how to live in the animal instincts of ourselves. Those first three chakras are about that. But now we're at a place where we've got to feel the big jump into that fourth chakra, into the heart, which is the biggest jump of all. And that's when our ascension process starts to expose itself. And that's when Grandmother Rita Blumenstein said, that's when we get to start becoming our human beingness. Now, her people say that when that time comes, the blackbirds will turn white again, and then they'll know. And some have already started to do that up there in the cold country. So, yeah, we're here. Let's make the jump. We were going to make the jump. It's really up to us. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought 2012 was that, you know, we were like ascending, we were going through all, we were purifying, we were doing all this work, and now I feel like we're going backwards. I feel like this is heavy.
No, actually, we did have done the work, and you will see markers, because prophecy is marching. We're in a time where prophecy is marching. It came walking up and started marching with me when I was in my 30s. And I didn't know it. I didn't understand it. But I started to learn about what happens when, and we're a community that walks with that prophecy. And when that prophecy works itself through, and all of a sudden it's a very, you see all of the signs and all the synchronicities and the dream materials, and everything starts to really move in this more vibrant kind of more than real kind of space, then you know that that prophecy is enacting the next marker in this process, and it moves us to the next place. If you look at evil, evil is live spelled backwards. So when we really live, then we meet all those aspects of creation. And creation is made of light and dark. It's not about one or the other. It's about the place of holding full paradox so that we can appreciate that all things are included in creation, the dark and the light. Without the dark, we wouldn't have the depth. We wouldn't understand the depth of our light. And so right now, we have done that work so well that the collective global shadow has presented itself in this drama we call everyday life. It got visible. Mm-hmm. That means that all that work, those places where we hit those markers and we kept evolution kept pushing us forward, and there were enough of us that made that march that now that has become visible. And this is the healing. This is the moment when the healing is at its most vibrant possibility. But that's when we must maintain our focus. And really, you know, it's we're all on this call together. Thank goodness for sacred technology. It brings some many blessings to us. And so we can have more than one call if you want that. I'm available for that. I'm ready for us to talk. I want us to really feel the community we already live in. And there's already things on the table for our community. Like I said, you have different threads. If we know better what those threads are, then we can know what the weaving is about that we're in the middle of right now. And so in my world, I want to invite everybody, if you don't think you have a cause, Standing Rock, let's get together. Let's connect with CSS. We're one vehicle of service for that work. We're just one vehicle, and we're humbly that way. And when you march in Mexico for the Great Mother, for Guadalupe, the last half mile, you do it on your knees carrying her flag. So sometimes when I get so weary with the challenges that she was bringing for me and putting in front of my path for me to embrace and stay humble with and transform with and grow with, I would think of that image, and I'm on my knees, and I've got her flag raised high in the air, and there's just a half mile more. It reminds me of a story, if I can indulge you for just a moment. It reminds me of, God was in the heavens, and He was listening to the prayers that were coming from earth, and he saw that there were these two, one was a priest and one was a monk, and they were praying and in their practices. The old man, the old priest, he was asking, when will I reach my enlightenment? So the Lord God, he took mercy upon him, and he called his angel and he said, I want you to go down, and he gave this vision, and the vision was this great tree with many beautiful, healthy leaves on it. He said, I want you to go down and answer his question, and he told him how to answer it in the vision he was supposed to show him. So the angel went down to the old man, and he interrupted his prayer, and he said, the great creator has heard your request about your question about when will you reach enlightenment. And he showed the vision of the great tree with all the beautiful leaves on it. And he said, the Lord wants you to know that as many leaves as on this tree is as many lifetimes that it will take for you to reach your enlightenment. Oh, the old priest got so upset and angry and frustrated. The angel flew away because he had another message to give to this young monk that was praying. So he disturbed him in his meditation, and he said, the Lord has heard your question of when will you reach enlightenment. And he said, showed the vision of the great tree with all its beautiful leaves. And he said, the Lord wants you to know that that it's this many leaves as on this tree as many lifetimes it will take for you to reach your enlightenment. And the young monk got up and he started dancing and he was full of joy and he was celebrating. And the angel said, can I just ask you a question? Because, I just gave the same message to another person over here, and they weren't so happy about it. Where's all your joy? What's all your joy about? And the young monk said, yes, but there's only one tree. Not a forest. He only had one more tree. So it's kind of a, think it's kind of an appropriate story for us right now, you know. Or how do we meet this unknown situation, one that is so much larger than what we think we are, and still hold steady to the focus of no need to know the outcome. I show up because I've been asked to show up with as much presence as I can bring into this situation. And I will embrace that which the divine puts in front of me. That is my work. So stoke your fire of hope. Anybody else want to share? I know we've gone over our hour, but I want to make sure that I want you to feel heard. I want you to feel touched. I want you to feel united that we have a strong circle here. Over 100 people have joined us tonight in a very quick moment because it just came really loudly that this needed to happen. She wanted to offer this, and we'll see how it needs to go forward so you can feel the support and you can have a place to dialogue if you get into challenges that feel larger than what your knowing seems to have. That's the moments when you are really being stretched into the larger self that you are. Those are the moments.
There is a Maria.
Maria. Hello, Maria. Welcome, Maria.
Maria, your mic is open.
Oh, hello?
Hello,
hello.
Maria.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Well, I'm joining the call from Mexico, and I've been very involved with everything that has been happening, and what I felt, what I've been feeling is the calling, you know, that it's not a time for us to underestimate the power of love and the reach that love can have, and also, for me personally, it's been like a calling to say, Maria, it's not a time for you to underestimate your work and to be shy about it. You know, it's a time for you to come forth and to make it a priority. And also, one of the things that I wanted to share is that sometimes when things that shake me are happening, you know, in my reality or things, you know, like this, what an exercise that helps me is to think, okay, if this was a dream and I just woke up from my dream and I'm trying to see what my unconscious is trying to tell me, what would this dream mean? And what this does for me is that it delivers a message, you know, and it helps me clarify and understand in a more individual, you know, in a more personal way, what is the message that I need to hear. And the other thing that I wanted to say is that one friend once told me about how the chickens are born. And when they are in their eggshell, it comes a point when they're already fully grown that the space in the eggshell becomes toxic. And that's when the egg starts to, oh, wait, I forgot the word in English. When they're, they start to chop inside, and that's how they end up breaking the eggshell and becoming a chicken. And and that, you know, that has been with me during these days, you know, that I feel that we are in that moment. Like, what I feel is, you know, what we are, all that Donald Trump is representing, you know, it's and what all of this process is, you know, it's just bringing, you know, this toxic moment. It's nothing else than our moment for us to chop and to break the eggshell for the chicken, you know, for the new to come. And I feel that we are in labor, and I think that something that we can really be grateful for is that what he did is he made visible what already has been there for years and years. He didn't create racism. He didn't create misogyny. He didn't create all of these things. He didn't create those. He just brought our attention of all of us, and it brought all of our sight to the same point for all of us to raise and say, what are we going to choose now? And I think that it's a, you know, it's a challenging moment. It's a moment to be wide awake with our eyes fully opened, really being connected to our hearts. And it's a very exciting moment too. It's an exciting opportunity that just opened for us. You know, I couldn't vote because I'm Mexican, but, you know, it's not for whom I would have voted for either.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, the results, you know, were those, and it's really bringing an opportunity, I feel. And so I think that it's something that, it's unprecedented, you know, that we're all looking into violence in all those different ways that you know that have been named, and we are all being placed into a certain circumstance where we individually have to say, what am I going to do about it? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I think it's a beautiful thing, and for me personally, I was like, you know, very shy in my work and what you know what I'm called to do, and you know, postponing, you know, this group things that I'm doing and this processes that I'm inviting people to do, and suddenly it was like, no, Maria, it's not a time for you to keep postponing this. It is a time for you to do it. And if you're, you know, if an aspect of you is feeling shy or it's undervaluing yourself, or it's not a moment to, you know, it's not a moment to deal with that. The time is now. And it's time to rise above, you know, how you said, it's time to rise above the drama and just, you know, I'm ready. It's the moment, you know. So I'm actually feeling, you know, with a very intense. I feel like I'm in a moment of feeling my stance, you know, like feeling the calling and stop bluffing with myself doing it later or not being prepared or not being ready, but it's a moment to just, you know, to really open my heart and even in the, you know, even in the day-to-day life, like my partner, you know, she really told me the other day, it's also a calling for us to bring our love to every moment. Like she was saying, like, you know, we've been giving a lot of slack to each other, you know, in the way we have our relationship and in the way we bring our drama, you know, even if it's small, we can do a lot more, you know, into bringing our love forth. And I was like, I'm up for the challenge, you know, because I love, and that's our nature. Our nature is love. So I'm excited.
Well, thank you. Those words kind of
say it all, don't they? And the way you've expressed yourself, I love the image of the chicken and pecking its way out through the shell. That's an amazing story, and a way that I think we're going to end our call tonight, because you just brought it all together in such a profound way. I just want to sit with that myself. I've asked Darlene, I just want to check in one more time. Is there anybody that feels like they're just, there's something that they just have to say before we close tonight? Because I really want you to feel all of our arms wrapped around each of us. One big group hug.
There's Tara. Tara Eel. Tara, your mic is open.
Okay, I'm on. Oops, sorry.
You are.
On.
Well, I guess I would just like, I had a lot of little things to share, but then they've been said or shared in some way, and I just want to say blessings to you, Joy T, and all blessings to all the people on this phone. But I guess if we're ending and you don't have a piece, I have a song that I'd just like to share. It's short. I learned it. It's an African proverb. It started out for women. If you could speak it as women, as man, as person, but I'm just going to sing it from the woman perspective. But it's like, if every person in the world got their mindset on freedom, if every person in the world dreamt the sweet dream of peace, every person from every nation, young and old, each generation, put their hand out in the name of love, there would be no more war. So let's just put our hands out in the name of love and touch each other.
Oh. Good one. Thank you so much. And now I've asked Darlene if she will do a prayer song for us that my daughter Dana, actually, I'll let her share more about it, has brought into our circles. And we want to close with this kind of prayer with all of you tonight. And if you truly are wanting more of another call in the next few weeks or whatever, maybe I'm not sure how to go about that. We'll just try to reach out to you, and maybe if you have feedback that you want to give, you can send it to us so you can know we're really listening. Darlene?
Oh, thanks again, and thank you, everybody, for being on the phone. Each and every one of you and your thoughts and your words and the prayers in your heart, you know, I just want to echo and say, yes, this is the time we've been waiting for. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are letting go. We're no longer addicted to the drama. We're ready for something new as we gain our independence. We're able to build with you. That poem from Kayapacha, it just says it simply and says it all. It's time that we're our warrior selves, our powerful selves, to be the change that we already are. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the call. And for those that might not have been able to say anything tonight, I'm grateful that we're all here. This community is amazing, and I'm just really humbled to be part of it. So I want to say thank you that way and bring my niece Dana on the call. Excuse me. I was getting the song earlier. She was going to try to be on the call and could not tonight. So I was texting her saying, I'm just singing your song. Is it all right for me to share? And she said, I was just singing it too, and please do. So just with that, here's Dana. Oh, Holy Mother, lives in me. Oh, Holy Mother, please tell me what you see. Oh, Holy Mother, open me. Oh, Holy Mother, blessed are we. Oh, Holy Mother, lives in me. Oh, Holy Mother, please tell me what you see. Oh, Holy Mother, open me. Oh, Holy Mother, blessed are we.
And so be it. Now you have that song, we can all start singing. So know that you're wrapped up in a lot of love, and you are being Blessings are raining down upon us all right now. Open your heart so you can feel it and receive it and be it. One of my old teachers once said to me, "If you whatever you fight is what you become." So let us not fight for peace. Let us be peace. Let it be so. Let it be so. Might you turn on all the microphones or the buttons so we can all say goodnight to each other and we can feel the strength of our voices join together. Goodnight.
Goodnight.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. Thank you.
Love you.
Bye. Thank you.